Last Friday, Wall Street Journal sports columnist Jason Gay gave a presentation on the UW-Madison campus titled, Why Wisconsin Must Beat Michigan to Save Humankind. So be sure to send a thank you note to the Badger football team for, you know, allowing the human race to continue flourishing with a 35-14 win. Jason Gay is a UW alum, class of 1992. In addition to making his best argument as to why humanity hangs on the shoulders of Badger football, Gay also shared personal stories and experiences about his days as a student. Before he took the stage, we talked to him about his love and loyalty for Bucky Badger and the UW. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm in the flesh, though. This is
time
amazing.
In person, yes.
Yeah.
And what is it like to be back, you know, when you come back to campus here and relive your glory days?
I feel 5,000 years old. Nothing makes you feel older than going back to your college alma mater. I mean, come on. I mean, my memories are so ancient at this point. I mean, I'm looking for just any signs of the fact that I went here. You know, there are a few places that are still open. Pipe Fitter,
right.
Still around,
yeah,
State Street.
There's still
of the bars,
a few businesses, yeah.
Plaza, the Silver Dollar, some of the golden oldies are still here. But man, everyone looks so young and hip and cool, and I am not.
Now, you're going to the Badger game.
Yeah.
You're excited about it, but I understand you weren't as excited when you were actually a student.
I wasn't. I mean, and to confess, I went to school here quite a long time ago. I was class of 92. Folks who remember Badger football and Badger athletics in that sort of late 80s, early 90s window before Barry Alvarez showed up on the scene, we weren't so good, okay? Things weren't really happening. We weren't beating the Michigans of the world. So all of this is also completely foreign to me. So I have more enthusiasm for Badger mania now than I did, you know, 30 years ago.
Now, here's this weird karmic balance or something. As much as you love Wisconsin athletics, you seem to hate Michigan,
yeah,
University
well that,
of Michigan.
That's just a contextual situation. So I work at the Wall Street Journal, heart of New York City, newsroom of 1,300 or so people. About 2,000 of them went to Michigan. The place is just stuffed with Wolverines. It's lousy with Wolverines. And they're also handsome and smart, and they love to remind you they went to Ann Arbor. They call it Ann Arbor, of course. They don't call it Madison. And they really sort of just, I don't know, I think they think they're superior.
Now, I don't usually like to bring myself into the story.
Got it.
But I'm going to own up here. I'm from Michigan.
Okay.
I went to school in Ann Arbor
and
then at UW-Madison.
No kidding.
What do you make of this, like, hybrid creature like me?
Well, have you taken a loyalty pledge? Is that an annual thing you need to do?
I'm Wisconsin now.
Okay.
I'm Packers over the Lions now, which was not a hard call.
I mean, of course, I'm being a little bit glib and silly here. I have a great many
stuff,
people
man.
Who I respect and admire who went to Michigan. But, I mean, you can fess up here. Mm-hmm. As a college town, as a vibe, do you prefer Madison to Ann Arbor, or are we going to put you in trouble here?
I prefer Madison, but I'll say you move from one to the other, not a real culture shock.
Yeah, that's true.
They're basically... Madison's twice as big. You got lakes instead of rivers. You're in Wisconsin instead of Michigan.
Can I confess something to you? One of the big thrills I've had walking around here is looking at some of the places I used to live and being like, man, that was a real dump. I used to think it was spectacular. This amazing house. The porch is like sideways, and there's still the old couch we had 25 years ago. It's
same
unbelievable.
Couch, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what is it that has gotten you into college athletics as an alum? I mean, you're a sports writer. That's probably part of it. But why is it more exciting now for you, apart from it being a good team, than it was then? Why does it attach to your identity more now?
I mean, I think it's nostalgia, right? I mean, that's what a nostalgia is we sort of go out into the world and we try to grab for things that are real and important to us and, you know, find our way. We do sort of return sentimentally to things of our youth. And for me, Wisconsin has always sort of been a little bit in the forefront of my brain because a lot of my closest friends are still my old buddies from Madison. A lot of us live in the same area. I still communicate with those guys daily, several times a day. So I had that connective tissue. And yeah, I mean, I can't lie. It's fun. You know, Wisconsin is competitive. Michigan is competitive. The fact that we're in this mix is, again, still an unfamiliar feeling to me, a product of the late 80s, early 90s here. So I'm milking it for all it's worth. There's no shtick I will not drive completely into the ground here.
Talking Jason Gay, sports columnist for the Wall Street Journal, UW-Madison alum. We're talking about stuff related to athletics and sports and nostalgia, this and that. Now, you, in your columns, you take... So some people, when they write sports, this is deadly serious.
Sure.
Stuff. You, not so much. You, as you say, you love taking shtick and running with it. Talk about that combo.
I mean, look, the Wall Street Journal, this august paper that has been around for longer than 150 years, sports is new. We're kind of been around the scene just for a handful of years. We kind of had this open road, and they gave me this job, and I don't think they knew what they were doing at the time, but my idea of sports is that it's entertainment, it's showbiz. Even at the most serious levels, it should be fun. It is often very goofy. The personalities are not these like reverential, like, you know, holy figures. They are just as silly as anybody else. And so if I can provide that kind of context here, I'm happy to. There are plenty of people, plenty of agencies out there, plenty of outlets to give you all the sort of image burnishing you want from sports. I'm there to maybe be a little bit of a correction on that.
Now, you're a correction on that, but you don't just appreciate sports ironically. You also enjoy them. I get the impression anyway reading your work.
No, I appreciate that. And genuinely, I enjoy it.
Is that like hipster Gen X love of sports?
Yeah, but it's not a cynical thing. I'm not cynical about these games. I get moved, quite frankly, when you go to see, you know, greatness, whether it's, you know, getting to see Roger Federer in the flesh or Steph Curry or somebody spectacular in their sport who is just so sublime. I think we've sort of lost connection sometimes to all of that. We sort of think of sports as like this sort of business story, and we're all getting so compartmentalized with like salary caps and machinations of rosters and things like that. But for me, the satisfaction of it, the beauty of it, is still the actual in-game experience. And you can have that on your TV, too.
Have we lost that, or do you think at the core that's what keeps us coming back to whatever our sport of choice is, that love for, you know, the beauty when things just amazing things happen?
I don't think we've lost it in the moment. I think that things will happen in sports. Like, for example, to go back to tennis, Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic played a close to 5-hour match in the Wimbledon final this year. You know, anybody who watched that was just completely sweating and glued to their seat. You're not talking about tennis on the day-to-day. We're much more consumed with the sort of, again, the machinations of the business of sports. You know, who's going where? It's certainly a lot of focus on the NFL and the NBA. We don't pay enough attention to women's sports and a whole myriad of other interesting sports. I think that it's important to sort of refocus people on that. And I think the great thing about them is sports at their best are kind of an advertisement for themselves.
You know, you have all these times a year where multiple big sports are overlapping and happening at the same time. And then there's all the other sports, I'll throw that in quotes, that you're just making the case we should pay more attention to. How do you triage it as, you know, a fan and a sports writer
yourself?
It's
a good question because, you know, you want to give the people what they want, right? You know, that's sort of what the job is. You're not supposed to just running off and doing whatever you want. The journal has been very tolerant of my sort of interest in other sports. For example, you know, I'm a big cycling fan. I've been a rider ever since I bought my first Trek at Yellow Jersey 5,000 years ago here. And I just want to, you know, communicate that passion to people. There's a big cyclocross race this weekend in Waterloo that I'm excited to go see in addition to this football game. So I think you can be multiple things. And one thing that I'm finding, and I'm curious what you think about this and if this has been your experience, that when an issue is mass, when there's just everyone's talking about something, sometimes the appropriate response is to go in another direction because you're able to sort of get that information from so many different places. You know, everyone's going to be able to tell me who won the Georgia Notre Dame game tomorrow night. Not everyone's going to be able to tell me what happened in the UCI World Championships of Road Cycling tomorrow or Sunday in Yorkshire, England. Maybe that's our avenue. So, I mean, this is all an experiment. It could fail, but this is where I'm going with.
Yeah, we have that same kind of conversation, not so much about sports, but with items in the news.
Sure.
Do we bring something new and different to the thing everybody else is covering?
Yeah.
Or do we cover something completely different? And, you know, you do some of both.
I think you try to do a little bit of all of it, right? I mean, and the great thing I think about newspaper business is that, you know, you have good days and you have bad days and your days where you think you got it and days where you definitely didn't get it, but you get to go back and do it again. It's not some sort of grand production that these things take years and years and years. You're kind of writing that rough draft of history, that, you know, the famous cliche. And so you get to, you know, try things, try and fail.
All right, here's a thinking out loud question for you. We talk about youth sports a lot and concerns, at least in some sports, that they're focusing on the kids with potential to go on to college and pros or whatever, and you end up with everybody else having fewer opportunities, maybe leaving athletics altogether. And as adults, we don't do much sports. Do we need something like punk rock was for music, where it's like, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to leave this to the pros on the stage or on the field. I can do this myself, even if all the cameras aren't on me.
That's so interesting. I mean, is skateboarding or BMX riding the punk rock of youth sports?
You can make a case for that.
You're in an outlier, non sort of sanctioned event. Listen, youth sports in 2019 is as fertile a topic as we encounter. Everyone's got an opinion because they either did it or they have a child or a grandchild or multiple children that they're schlepping to practices and worried about scholarships, and they see the cost of education and things. And like a lot of things, we are in this reality distortion field because everyone thinks that, you know, little junior is capable of great things, and that might not necessarily be the case. And so that's a topic I love to dive into. Also, because I have youngsters of my own who are, you know, unquestionably going to be Olympic gold medalists.
Fair enough. And Jason, as we wrap up, you'll be back in New York soon, presumably. What are you watching for in Wisconsin from New York? Badgers, what else?
Well, I am excited to be here, and I'm always going to pay attention to everything that's happening with the Badgers. I'm very curious about what happens with Wisconsin and national politics. People are asking me on the street. They're saying, what's Wisconsin going to do? I don't know. It was very unpredictable the last time around. So, you know, I'll be watching that very closely.
Jason, it's been fun. Thanks a lot for stopping in.
Appreciate it.
Jason Gay is a sports columnist with the Wall Street Journal, author of Little Victories, Perfect Rules for Imperfect Living, and a UW-Madison alum. He was here last week to give a presentation ahead of the Wisconsin-Michigan football game, which Wisconsin won, and to share stories and experiences about his time as a student.